following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Hey, everyone. I'm Mari Payton. Today is Saturday, November 27th. I think a lot of people are still celebrating Thanksgiving. I know I am. I just finished my family meal yesterday, actually. And the weather has been sort of weird, Brooke. I mean, it was hot and dry, and now a lot of people are waking up and it's cool. So what's the deal?
Yeah, you know, we had those really strong Santa Ana winds, and that's what brought the heat. That's what brought those dry conditions, obviously the really gusty winds, which heightened that fire concern for a couple of days, including on Thanksgiving Day. But for today, those winds are starting to calm down. As a result, we're getting the humidity levels back up, so there's more moisture in the air. Temperatures are actually decreasing a little bit towards the coast, so it won't be as warm. It'll be a little bit more mild there. And these winds, those are subsiding too. So for today, what you can expect out along the coast is for those wind speeds to be right around 10 miles per hour at their peak. We still have some breezy conditions over the mountains, and actually we could get those wind gusts up to about 25 miles per hour, and we still have a bit of those Santa Ana winds there as well. In terms of what you can expect for the humidity levels, as I mentioned, as those increase, it means we have a little bit more moisture in the air, and those are going to continue to tick up here across portions of your inland valleys, especially out along the coast. And if we get enough of that humidity, it actually could result in the development of some coastal fog. So that could be a factor for your Sunday morning. But back to your Saturday afternoon, if you're heading towards the coast, temperatures there will be right around the low 70s at their peak. Plenty of sunshine across the board here. For your inland valley communities, we are closer to the upper 70s for today. We'll stay pretty warm through that 4 o'clock hour before those temperatures start to taper off. Now for the mountains, we'll be right around those mid 60s over the desert, staying pretty dry and warm. We have low 80s in the forecast there. But with all this being said, most of these temperatures, they are still definitely above average for this time of the year. Mari, I'll send it back over to you.
Okay, thanks, Brooke. Oh, I hate that we're talking about this, but the newest COVID variant, it's already prompting travel bans. The Omicron variant was first reported 3 days ago, and as a precaution, President Joe Biden is restricting travel for non-U.S. citizens from South Africa and seven other countries in the region starting Monday. Omicron has now been labeled a variant of concern by the World Health Organization. Health leaders say it was detected more quickly than some other variants, meaning it could be spreading faster and it could be more contagious. The CDC says it's actively monitoring for possible cases of the variant here in the United States. So far, none have been identified. But because of these restrictions, travelers are just scrambling to get back from South Africa. Travelers at the O.R. Tambo Airport were trying to make it back to their countries before those travel bans took place. In Britain, flights are already banned, that is, from South Africa and its neighboring countries. The new ban will not apply to American citizens or those who have a green card, but they will need to show a negative COVID test before returning to the U.S. So here locally this morning, the NCIS is investigating a shooting at the Marine Corps Recruit Depot. It actually killed one person. Police say a military officer shot and killed a person who approached the base entrance carrying a knife. So officers were searching the victim's car afterwards. They're obviously still investigating. It all happened yesterday around noon. The driver tried to pass through the gate, apparently, and then when that person was told to stop, the driver got out of their car with a knife and then displayed, quote, hostile behavior. The Marine Corps say that after several warnings, the person was then shot by base personnel and died there at the scene. And there is an SDPD investigation underway today after a 12-year-old boy was shot and killed during a backyard Thanksgiving celebration on Thursday. Police say the shooting happened on Cahill Drive in the Skyline neighborhood a little after 9:30. When police arrived, they found 12-year-old Angel Domingo Gaspar Gallegos with trauma, that is, to his upper body. Family members say the boy was outside with his siblings and cousins when he was hit by a stray bullet that they say came from a neighbor's home. All right, let's talk about something that's good happening in our community, giving a boost to our economy. It is Comic-Con weekend. Comic-Con Special Edition, as they're calling it, kicked off at the convention center yesterday. The event, as you know, was canceled last year due to the pandemic, and it has been scaled down significantly this year. But attendees were still really enthusiastic, and people are hoping to make a bounce back, local businesses that is, from a tumultuous 2020. Also happening near the convention center today, a busy area, Surfin' Santa will ditch his red suit and reindeer spreading holiday cheer as he makes his annual arrival there at Seaport Village. So if you want to check out the Surfing Santa, he'll be downtown on Tuna Harbor Pier around 1 p.m. And if you're in the mood for that white Christmas feeling, well, you don't have to drive very far. You can actually take a drive up to Julian for their annual Christmas tree lighting. The festivities start at 2 o'clock this afternoon. You'll want to stay around, though, until at least 5:30. That's when the Christmas lights go on and the arrival of Saint Nick himself. You can also expect those usual holiday favorites, Christmas carols, hot cocoa and sweets, along with live entertainment at Pioneer Park. Again, that's happening in Julian. And just a reminder today, local businesses are inviting you to shop small today. It is Small Business Saturday, and this year, lots of mom and pop shops are trying to bounce back from the pandemic. So let's all try and support these local businesses if we can. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm Mari Payton. Have a great Saturday.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.